Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smash Blocked on local 107.3 FM CFMH out of the port city of St. John, New Brunswick. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, and thank you for being here with us tonight. There's going to be some changes coming up on the show soon, too, I should mention before I forget. We're going to cut down to a 1 hour instead of 2 hours, just for a number of reasons we don't really need to get into too much. But the whole idea is we're trying to get more into a zone of kind of spreading out on the show musically. And so I think what we're going to do is see about continuing to spread out as we have been, but within more focused and concentrated little regions. We're going to fill some 1 hour long shows with some really gonzo sounds, ladies and gents, rather than throwing them into a sometimes 2 hour void. Syndication for the show also means cutting the show in half. And it means I have to do something about cutting in half the last piece of music we heard, which I don't want to do. So having a two-hour show is good when you can really leisurely stretch out in that two-hour space, but when you still have to cut it in the middle, kind of defeats the purpose of having a space to stretch out in sometimes. Anyways, and also another reason being just because I feel like doing that. Anyway, that unimportant stuff aside, but something to watch for... format change in the show is a thing, I suppose. We had that set going down with two numbers, actually one number, all when all told together, by a Quebec, by a Montreal-based, in fact, group from 1968, a group called Uba, from an album I've seen listed under a number of names, Freak Out Total, self-titled. I've been looking for all kinds of different information about this, and some, as I say, some conflicting, mostly... not that substantial, but knowing that it is a live off the floor without overdubs kind of recording, and a woolly and weird and wild one at that, and like I mentioned earlier, one of the few recordings I feel like to come out of the off of our continent that starts to hold a candle to the kind of musical ideas that were being explored by folks doing krautrock and things like that over in that neck of the woods. So I do hope you enjoyed that little piece of Canadiana. That was Premier Party and Dizium Party by Uba from 1968. And now for a little more current piece of the avant-garde, as well as some very cool treats in the next set, I urge you to settle in. This is coming from a group called Sack Syndrome. SXDEP is the name of the record. We're hearing a number off of this called Ta Hum. Thank you. Welcome back. That was an interesting set of sounds, and I would say music, but some people may not say. We started out with a number. I'll get through things in a good working order here, which is also appropriate to the last set of music, as you'll see. Started out with a number from a group called Sax Syndrome, from an EP entitled SXDEP, a collection of percussion and tenor saxophone-based sample and sound experiments. We had a number there called Ta Hum from that album. We had after that a piece going back to 1979 or 80 or so, I believe, maybe 81, from his debut album, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to look this up while I'm pretending to know what I'm doing here. Glenn Branca, a guy who I just have been reading about a little bit, having come around to through the Sonic Youth sort of tree of infamy, and a fellow with whom Thurston Moore and Lee Rinaldo once played. We had a number called, from his album Lesson Number One, 1980, that's it. We had a number called Dissonance, and pretty exciting experiments in sound and texture, and all and volume being a big one. And apparently, from what I understand live, his productions were quite grand and sweeping, and something that was rarely captured on record. But you hear a lot of interesting, you know, echoes of Onita and groups like that, women, different of those kinds of different sort of guitar approaches, and have also kind of started making me think more of like prepared piano kind of pieces as well, in terms of different ways to actually approach the object of a guitar and how one plays it. So Glenn Branca. And after that, a field recording made last week by myself that I thought would be fun to include portions of in the show. I recorded 40 minutes of plowing and scraping and street noise here in St. John, New Brunswick. We were buried with, over the last week and a half, upwards of 6 feet of snow over a number of blizzard warnings and blizzards themselves that swept the area. And so something going out to all the listeners there. Hope you enjoyed that bit. And speaking of the sort of mechanical, animalistic sounds that we were just sort of being inundated with over that lengthy piece, that 10-minute cut-up segment from that recording, we had lastly their last hit, a B-side from Onita's Equinox single, and hope you enjoyed that, something I felt appropriate. I'm going to send you on out here now, the last song of the night, it's a doozy. This is side B of Burroughs' Tangerine Rising cassette on Unit Structure sound recording label. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Watch for some changes in the format of the show coming soon. Check us on Facebook. Enjoy.